think it's an important visit in that he's coming here today, but he will also be here tomorrow, where he will be coming to Gweedore tomorrow morning. But this afternoon, we will be meeting him in the LWIT, and we will also, you know, we will have a range of people there from Donegal County Council, but we will also have the chief executive of the City of Derry and Strabane District Council as well. So obviously, there's going to be a lot, wide range of issues there, and he has asked as well if there's any elected members available that they might come along as well. So there will be a range of issues discussed, but I have no doubt whatsoever that Brexit will be up there.
And it's timely. You would see this then as a very positive development.
Absolutely. We will be pointing out to him. We have, as you know, published the report of the conference we had before Christmas. So we have probably more work done in Donegal and Tyrone and Derry than most other border counties. But Donegal County Council and myself, when I get the opportunity, will be making it very, very clear that we need to ensure that in Donegal that our interests will be protected, and we will be essentially putting that to him in terms of the complexities of Brexit and ensuring that the border counties, and particularly Donegal, that our voice is listened to.
And finally, I must ask you, there has been some criticism, claims the visit's been kept under wraps, that it's a waste of money. What would you say to that?
Not at all. I mean, I didn't hear about it myself. I mean, these things tend to get organised at short notice. Diplomatic relations between our two countries have never been better, and anything that can be done in relation to the ambassador coming here, and he's coming tomorrow morning to Gweedore, where there are two UK-based companies, one of them employing over 200 people, so we hope to be visiting them as well. Anything we can do to promote business, it will be a good day, and that's what I'll be working towards today.